This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Beis. Now, we began Siman Lamed Beis. We're Sif Lamed Vav. Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Vav. The Mechaber said that you should make all the parshas psuchais except for the parsha achrona that's written in the Torah, which is V'hayim Shamaya, that should be made sesuma, and if you changed it, it's pasul. The Rama says there are those who are machshir if they're all pesuchais, even V'hayim Shamaya, which is a parsha sesuma, and then the Rama says in our medina, the minhag is to make parshas V'hayim Shamaya b'roish hashita kishar ha-parshiyos, meaning to make it a parsha pesucha. So the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkadon Kuf Samach that even though lechatchila it's a mitzvah to make it sasum, even according to the Yesh Machshirim, so it would seem this minog is not correct. So we learned last week the Rama brings down this minog because the ikar is b'diavad it's kosher and it's very difficult to make it sasuma. So therefore we're machzik it as a parsha pesucha. The Gra is mashmetz yoyser tov lasois to do what the Shulchan Aruch said, namely to make it a parsha susuma. We said we weren't sure what the lamaisa is regarding this. Let's continue on in the mechaber. The mechaber says lachin noagu sheparshas kadesh li v'haya kiviyacha. Therefore, the minhag is that the parsha of kadesh and v'haya kiviyacha uparsha shema maschil l'mbroi shita. Uvesoif kadesh li uvesoif b'haya kiviyacha manichim chalak. You leave it blank. Kedei lichtoiv tes oisiois. Uvesoif shema ein manichim chalak. At the end of shema, we don't leave it blank. Why? Because you want v'haya im shamaya to be a parsha sesuma. What does parsha sesuma mean? You want it to begin in the middle of a line. V'im manichim hu pachais mechedei lichtoiv tes oisiois. If you leave it less than the amount to write 9 letters, ve'im anichim, in other words, and if you do leave space at the end of Shema, you should leave it less than 9 letters. In other words, by the parsha of Kadesh, the Mechaber is saying, by Kadesh and Mahaya Kviyacha and Shema, which start in the beginning of a line. So at the end of Kadesh and the end of V'haya Kiviyacha, you leave 9-letter space. The end of Shema, you don't leave any space. And if you do, it should be less than 9 letters. Let's see Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan, Kuf, Samach, Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf, Samach, Beis. Maschilin, Bereish. You start at the beginning of the line. Look in diagram 2. In diagram 2, one second, let me just make this bigger. In diagram 2, Kadesh starts in the beginning of the line, V'haya Kviyacha starts in the beginning of the line, Shema starts in the beginning of the line. So, over here, you're going to leave 9 letters of space. Over here, you're going to leave 9 letters of space. Here, you're not going to leave any space, so that V'hayim Shamaya could be a Parsha Sesuma. We pointed out, the Rama says that anyway, we're doing a Parsha Pesucha and the beginning of V'hayim Shamaya. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dezeh Oysa Oysa Lefesucha L'Kulei Alma. This makes it a parsha pesucha according to everyone. Keshehisher chalak kedei tes oisios besoif shito hatachdoina. When you leave 9 letters of space at the end of the bottom line, ba'amar hakoidim in the previous column, ve'imloi hischa b'roish hashita. If you don't begin in the beginning of the line, Elohi niach ma'ad revach. You leave a little bit of space. Afil pachis mites. Oisios, even a little bit less than 9 letters. Hare parsha zudikre sesuma laharamam. According to the Rambam, This would be called the Parsha Susuma. Upsula afilo diyaved. It would be pasul even b'diyaved. If you don't leave, if you leave space, if you don't start in the beginning of the line, and here, like in this case, look in diagram 3. You don't start in the beginning of the column, but you leave a little bit of space, even less than 9 letters. So you say, why is this a Parsha Susuma? Parsha Susuma is like this, where you leave 9 letters of space in the beginning of the column. That's a Parsha Susuma. But here you're not, here, is this a Parsha Susuma? You're not leaving 9 letters of space. According to the Rambam, it's a Parsha Susuma. Upsula afilo diyaved, it's pasul even b'diyaved. Over Prima Gadim, Kasav, the Prima Gadim writes, Da afilu im lo yimshech lefnim b'roish kadesh oy v'hoya ki yiviyacha oy shema rak ois achas oshtayim gam kein yesh oymar de pasul. Even if you did not continue inside, in the beginning of Kadesh, or Vahaya, or Shema, just one or two letters, it's also pasul. Meaning like this, let's say Kadesh, you left one letter of space, or Vahaya Kiviyacha, you left one letter of space, you would say that's a Parsha Pesucha, because you're basically starting at the beginning of the column. The fact that you just left one letter of space, does that make it a Susuma? Yeah, by the way, this is very interesting. It's Pesucha and Susuma is the opposite of what you would have thought. Pesucha means you start at the beginning of a column. Susuma means you start in the middle of the column. Accordingly, even if you start not only less than 9 letters, but the Prima Gadim seems to be saying you started 1 or 2 letters in, it would also be pasul. V'tzarach iyan bazeh, this is a tzarach iyan. Uvasefer Maimar Mordechai Mashma de in lahachmer bezabadi eved. The Maimar Mordechai is Mashma that bedi eved were not machmer, bal kapan lechachila, yesh lizar baza ma'oid. Therefore, lechachila, you should be very careful about this. V'im hishir kishir tevas asher. If, let's say, you left enough space that you could write the word asher, let's see if we. Here, like in diagram 5, you left, let's say, 3 letters of space. Says the Mishabro, Nirali diyesh lahachmer afilu b'diyaved, tahare b'shir zeh, bevada yesh keshisha oisiyas ketanois. In the word asher, you definitely have 6 small letters. V'yoyser, maybe more, k'mashikasa machzis ha-shekel. Vahare ladas hataz, according to the taz, mitztarif midina l'kol yama, we could join up Midin, according to everyone, Kari Susuma, Afilu loy haya harevach shalamala ulamata, rak, shi kishir tes oisios kitanois, ayedate siruf, kumashikaza prima gadam. Let's see if he explains what this means. Let's say, like this, according to the Prima Gadim is Masupik. Maybe if you leave even 1 or 2 spaces, 1 or 2 letters of a space, it's Pasal. That the Mishabura says is a question. The Maimar Mordechai is Mashna, we're not Machmer. But L'chachi, you should definitely be Machmer. But if you leave over enough space that you could write the word Asher, you should be Machmer even B'diyavid. Why? Because you definitely have like 6 Oisiyos Ketanois, like the Machzis HaShekel says. And according to the Taz, listen carefully, Mitztarif l'midina l'kuliyama v'hayim shemaya will be called stuma, even if the space shalamala. Here he explains in the diagram. Shalamala is the beginning of the column, lamata is the end of the column. Rakishir tes oisius ketanis ayidei tziruf. Let's say if you would join up the space in Bays and the space in Aleph, meaning the space, the end of the previous column and the space in the beginning of the column, if these two spaces would join up to be 9 letters of space, that would still be a parsha susuma. In other words, if there are 9 letters of space in the beginning of the column, it's definitely susuma. If it's 1 or 2, it's a suffix. But if you could write the letter of asher, then since in the letter of Asher, you could have six small letters, and according to the Taz, now we could join up the spacing on top and bottom, like to be like nine small letters, Ayidei Tziruf, K'mat Shekazav Prima Gadam, Harei Dema Shekazav Rambam, that which the Rambam says, V'yaniach Ma'at Revach, Hu Shir Katan Ma'od. That's a very small shir. Al kainim roya shehischal aparsha afilu ois achas lefnim shaloi b'makam sertut mitchila yira lasis gam shar hashurois ba'oifen zeh. Therefore, if let's say like in this case, and let's see, you started the beginning of the column, Vayedaber, and you started it one space in. You started one space in. So now this is a problem because this is becoming a susuma. What you should do is you should follow all the other lines to stop once to start one space in. This way it's not considered susuma. And this avoids any issue of the suffix or the prima gadim, namely if there's one lettering of space, that could potentially be a parsha susuma. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll pick it up over here in Sivkatan Kuf Samach Gimel tomorrow. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.